Go to 2 Kings chapter 9. Let me give you your last point here. And this is really the goal. The goal is to undermine the victim so much that they will literally no longer trust in their own judgment. They will no longer trust their own opinion, and they have to go to you for answers. This is the final downward spiral of a cult. When you finally get to the point where you think something's wrong, and you go and ask your pastor, and he tells you that it's right, and you just believe him. You just trust anything and everything that comes out of this person's mouth. I remember a family member of mine said, because God has blessed our pastor so much, there's no way he could ever teach anything that's wrong. It's like, that is a scary doctrine. That is a scary belief. Never get to this place with anybody. The only source that should be given that much credence is the Bible. The only source. And you know what? I hope you can trust your pastor, and I hope that you receive the word with all readiness of mind, but you still need to search the scriptures daily whether those things are so. Come to church ready to learn, accept the teaching, accept the doctrine, but confirm it, establish it at home reading the Bible. Believe the Bible. Now, how do they undermine the victim? Look at 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 11. This is funny. It says, then Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said to him, is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? And he said to him, you know the man and his communication. And they said, it is false. Tell us now. Now what happened? This prophet comes unto Jehu, and he's going to tell him, hey, you're going to be the king. You're going to be in charge. But notice what his friends say. This mad fellow, they automatically discredit him as if he could never say anything right. And then before they even tell him what he said, it's false. This guy's mad. This guy's crazy. And this is what they'll do. They'll literally just say, you're crazy. You know, you don't remember things correctly. You're forgetful. You have mental problems. And they'll plant these ideas into your mind and get you to where you don't even think that you're right anymore. Oh, yeah, I always forget stuff. And oh, yeah, you know, how does this work with these other people? They'll say, you congregation, you're babes in Christ. You guys are all so carnal. You can't trust in your own opinion. Why don't you come ask me and I'll tell you? Because I'm just so spiritual. I'm just so filled with the Spirit. And I'm a pastor. And I'm an authoritative person. So, you know, you guys just probably don't understand things. Why don't you just come call me? Why don't you come talk to me? And they'll just grease the wheels of your ear until you just fall victim of their trap. And really what they're doing is they're planting this idea in your mind that you're incapable of taking care of yourself. Oh, you're a baby. Oh, you're carnal. Oh, you have all these problems. You haven't read the Bible as much. You're not really a pastor. Look, this is a bad philosophy. I believe there's definitely people in this room that know more about the Bible than I do in plenty of areas. There's plenty of areas where people may have more knowledge about a particular section of Scripture. They may have studied it more. They may have read it more. They may have memorized more in some areas. I'm not intimidated by that. And that's good. I don't want my church to be a bunch of dunces that I have to spoon feed every single day. I'd rather be able to feed yourself and think critically for yourself. It's not a cult. It's not a college campus. I want you to think critically. I want you to question things. And I don't want you to get this idea that you're crazy. I want you to realize that you actually have the Spirit of God inside of you. That you can judge all things. That you can be spiritual. You know what? These people try to discredit. Even in Acts 26, they say to the Apostle Paul, much learning doth make thee mad. They're like, you're just crazy. He's not crazy, though. They're trying to gaslight the situation. And you know what? It would be easy to gaslight Paul because he's like on an island by himself in the sense of, not literally, but in the sense that nobody's there supporting him. Nobody's there with him. And you know, sometimes it's hard. It's hard to fight against everyone. It's hard to know that you're right, but everyone's against you. Because you just start thinking like, am I crazy? Am I the only one that thinks this way? That's why church is important. Because you know what? The truths that we teach in this room, if you try to find other people that believe like you just out in the world, you'll start thinking you're crazy. And it takes coming to church to find other normal people to start realizing, wow, I'm not that crazy. Wow, that is what the Bible says. You know, there's been times where I'm reading my Bible and I'm like super convinced and nobody else agrees with me and I'm just thinking like, am I crazy? Or what? Like, am I taking crazy pills here? No, it's because these losers are gaslighting the situation.